9. Origótípusú beszédértést mérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatás szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 9. Task 1. Hearing voices.
Imagination and pretend play is vital for a child's growth and development. Sometimes, though, children hear the voices of characters who aren't there, yet who are starkly real to them. And these characters can be intrusive. Did You Hear That? Is a colourful and engaging kids' book written by a psychologist who believes that once kids understand the reason for these voices, they can manage them and live happier lives. Most parents would be familiar with their child talking to imaginary friends or their favourite cuddly toy in play. It's seen as a natural and important part of the development of children's imaginations. We have our expert in the studio, Miss Seetha Subbiah. Welcome. So, what can you tell us about this book?
The book is actually a very child-friendly book. It's got lots and lots of illustrations. Although it covers a very heavy topic, it's simplified and it reads like a storybook. It's an interactive dynamic book where the main character is Susie, and she shares with her readers her experience and her frustrating experience with voices. And how her parents and teacher helped her to realise that it's not bad, it's not wrong, it's not weird, it's not odd if you are hearing voices. And they don't realise that she's hearing voices at first, but they do realise that she's struggling with something. And because they couldn't figure out what it was, they encouraged her to see a counsellor, and that there's no taboo to it, and it's okay to go and see one. And they finally take her there. And after some time, the therapist is able to help her verbalise what's going on and normalise the fact that she may be hearing voices and helps her understand why the voices came about, when they came about, and what was sustaining it, and helped her decide what she wanted to do with the voices and to set goals and help her achieve her own goals. And then Susie goes on to introduce four other kids from different cultures and different countries, different backgrounds, but they all share something in common, and it's the voices.
Dr. Seetha Subbiah has 22 years of international experience in clinical psychology, treating children who've had trauma in their lives. In the course of her work, she has found that some children hear voices that aren't there as a type of coping mechanism. One particular little girl inspired Seetha Subbiah to write a book for children who hear voices.
Oh, yes. What inspired me is that having worked with kids that heard voices, I couldn't find anything in the market to use to help these kids normalise the experience. There were no clinical tools out there. But in 2003, I came across one child, the first child for whom I had to fight very hard to help her in the way that I thought she could be helped and desperately needed to be helped, only because she'd already been in treatment for 6 years. And she'd been passed on from one therapist to the next, and one psychiatrist to the next.
Most egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 9. Task 1. Hearing voices.
Imagination and pretend play is vital for a child's growth and development. Sometimes, though, children hear the voices of characters who aren't there, yet who are starkly real to them. And these characters can be intrusive. Did You Hear That? Is a colourful and engaging kids' book written by a psychologist who believes that once kids understand the reason for these voices, they can manage them and live happier lives. Most parents would be familiar with their child talking to imaginary friends or their favourite cuddly toy in play. It's seen as a natural and important part of the development of children's imaginations. We have our expert in the studio, Miss Seetha Subbiah. Welcome. So, what can you tell us about this book?
The book is actually a very child-friendly book. It's got lots and lots of illustrations. Although it covers a very heavy topic, it's simplified and it reads like a storybook. It's an interactive dynamic book where the main character is Susie, and she shares with her readers her experience and her frustrating experience with voices, and how her parents and teacher helped her to realise that it's not bad, it's not wrong, it's not weird, it's not odd if you are hearing voices. And they don't realise that she's hearing voices at first, but they do realise that she's struggling with something. And because they couldn't figure out what it was, they encouraged her to see a counsellor, and that there's no taboo to it, and it's okay to go and see one. And they finally take her there, and after some time the therapist is able to help her verbalise what's going on and normalise the fact that she may be hearing voices, and helps her understand why the voices came about, when they came about, and what was sustaining it, and helped her decide what she wanted to do with the voices, and to set goals and help her achieve her own goals. And then Susie goes on to introduce 4 other kids from different cultures and different countries, different backgrounds, but they all share something in common, and it's the voices.
Dr. Seetha Subbiah has 22 years of international experience in clinical psychology, treating children who've had trauma in their lives. In the course of her work, she has found that some children hear voices that aren't there as a type of coping mechanism. One particular little girl inspired Seetha Subbiah to write a book for children who hear voices.
Oh yes, what inspired me is that having worked with kids that heard voices, I couldn't find anything in the market to use to help these kids normalise the experience. There were no clinical tools out there. But in 2003, I came across one child, the first child for whom I had to fight very hard to help her in the way that I thought she could be helped and desperately needed to be helped, only because she'd already been in treatment for 6 years and she'd been passed on from one therapist to the next and one psychiatrist to the next.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 9. Task 1. Hearing voices.
Imagination and pretend play is vital for a child's growth and development. Sometimes, though, children hear the voices of characters who aren't there, yet who are starkly real to them. And these characters can be intrusive. Did You Hear That? Is a colourful and engaging kids' book written by a psychologist who believes that once kids understand the reason for these voices, they can manage them and live happier lives. Most parents would be familiar with their child talking to imaginary friends or their favourite cuddly toy in play. It's seen as a natural and important part of the development of children's imaginations. We have our expert in the studio, Miss Seetha Subbiah. Welcome. So, what can you tell us about this book?
The book is actually a very child-friendly book. It's got lots and lots of illustrations. Although it covers a very heavy topic, it's simplified and it reads like a storybook. It's an interactive dynamic book where the main character is Susie, and she shares with her readers her experience and her frustrating experience with voices, and how her parents and teacher helped her to realise that it's not bad, it's not wrong, it's not weird, it's not odd if you are hearing voices. And they don't realise that she's hearing voices at first, but they do realise that she's struggling with something. And because they couldn't figure out what it was, they encouraged her to see a counsellor, and that there's no taboo to it, and it's okay to go and see one. And they finally take her there, and after some time the therapist is able to help her verbalise what's going on, and normalise the fact that she may be hearing voices, and helps her understand why the voices came about, when they came about, and what was sustaining it, and helped her decide what she wanted to do with the voices, and to set goals and help her achieve her own goals. And then Susie goes on to introduce 4 other kids from different cultures and different countries, different backgrounds, but they all share something in common, and it's the voices.
Dr. Seetha Subbiah has 22 years of international experience in clinical psychology, treating children who've had trauma in their lives. In the course of her work, she has found that some children hear voices that aren't there as a type of coping mechanism. One particular little girl inspired Seetha Subbiah to write a book for children who hear voices.
Oh yes, what inspired me is that having worked with kids that heard voices, I couldn't find anything in the market to use to help these kids normalise the experience. There were no clinical tools out there. But in 2003, I came across one child, the first child for whom I had to fight very hard to help her in the way that I thought she could be helped and desperately needed to be helped, only because she'd already been in treatment for 6 years and she'd been passed on from one therapist to the next and one psychiatrist to the next.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. Let me show you around.
I love living here. I've recently started learning to play the krumm horn, a 14th century German instrument with jewel reeds, which is shaped like a short shepherd's crook held upside down. The player blows into what was in the past a pig's bladder, and the pressurized air makes the reeds vibrate and sing effectively. So as it warms up, it gets louder and louder.
How very cultured of you. You always seem to be playing some new instrument. What is that one over there?
That is a Baroque cello. It has a metal spike it sits on and catgut strings. It was used in the 17th century. We have a few different mini groups with instruments from the different periods. There is one couple who've spent all their money on buying and making these extraordinary medieval instruments. She's such a live wire. She's actually responsible for the health and safety of all nuclear facilities in the southwest, and she's so bubbly and enthusiastic.
Well, anyway, you seem very settled in here.
Yes, I mean, this is the longest I've stayed anywhere.
How about that cough of yours? How long have you had it? I mean, it seems quite damp in this house. Is there a connection?
Yes, definitely. Let me show you this room. We had the house about £500 cheaper than the average apartment round here, and this is why. The wallpaper is tearing off the walls. The travesty is, the landlady didn't tell us about it before she rented it to us.
But that mould's very dangerous to breathe in.
I know, and I sleep and work in this room. Look, you can even see where they had recently put up new wallpaper to cover over the mould. It's rising damp, meaning it comes up from the ground level. You see, the rain comes in from the garden and gets caught between the two rows of stone and trapped against the outside wall and then leaches in and up.
That is really bad. I had it myself once in a flat where the rain came in from a hole in the roof and ran down the walls. All the landlord did was say I should leave the window open all day to air the flat. It took him 4 years to fix it. Anyway, you should get it sorted.
I have disinfected it. Behind that filing cabinet there, the other day it was black with the stuff. But I cleaned it all off. It will still come back, though.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után egy-egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Let me show you around.
I love living here. I've recently started learning to play the krumm horn, a 14th century German instrument with jewel reeds, which is shaped like a short shepherd's crook held upside down. The player blows into what was in the past a pig's bladder, and the pressurized air makes the reeds vibrate and sing, effectively. So as it warms up, it gets louder and louder.
How very cultured of you. You always seem to be playing some new instrument. What is that one over there?
That is a Baroque cello. It has a metal spike it sits on and catgut strings. It was used in the 17th century. We have a few different mini groups with instruments from the different periods. There is one couple who've spent all their money on buying and making these extraordinary medieval instruments. She's such a live wire. She's actually responsible for the health and safety of all nuclear facilities in the southwest, and she's so bubbly and enthusiastic.
Well, anyway, you seem very settled in here.
Yes, I mean, this is the longest I've stayed anywhere.
How about that cough of yours? How long have you had it? I mean, it seems quite damp in this house. Is there a connection?
Yes, definitely. Let me show you this room. We had the house about £500 cheaper than the average apartment round here, and this is why. The wallpaper is tearing off the walls. The travesty is, the landlady didn't tell us about it before she rented it to us.
But that mould's very dangerous to breathe in.
I know, and I sleep and work in this room. Look, you can even see where they had recently put up new wallpaper to cover over the mould. It's rising damp, meaning it comes up from the ground level. You see, the rain comes in from the garden and gets caught between the two rows of stone and trapped against the outside wall and then leaches in and up.
That is really bad. I had it myself once in a flat where the rain came in from a hole in the roof and ran down the walls. All the landlord did was say I should leave the window open all day to air the flat. It took him 4 years to fix it. Anyway, you should get it sorted.
I have disinfected it. Behind that filing cabinet there, the other day it was black with the stuff. But I cleaned it all off. It will still come back, though.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Let me show you around.
I love living here. I've recently started learning to play the krumm horn, a 14th century German instrument with jewel reeds, which is shaped like a short shepherd's crook held upside down. The player blows into what was in the past a pig's bladder, and the pressurized air makes the reeds vibrate and sing, effectively. So as it warms up, it gets louder and louder.
How very cultured of you. You always seem to be playing some new instrument. What is that one over there?
That is a Baroque cello. It has a metal spike it sits on and catgut strings. It was used in the 17th century. We have a few different mini groups with instruments from the different periods. There is one couple who've spent all their money on buying and making these extraordinary medieval instruments. She's such a live wire. She's actually responsible for the health and safety of all nuclear facilities in the southwest, and she's so bubbly and enthusiastic.
Well, anyway, you seem very settled in here.
Yes, I mean, this is the longest I've stayed anywhere.
How about that cough of yours? How long have you had it? I mean, it seems quite damp in this house. Is there a connection?
Yes, definitely. Let me show you this room. We had the house about £500 cheaper than the average apartment round here, and this is why. The wallpaper is tearing off the walls. The travesty is, the landlady didn't tell us about it before she rented it to us.
But that mould's very dangerous to breathe in.
I know, and I sleep and work in this room. Look, you can even see where they had recently put up new wallpaper to cover over the mould. It's rising damp, meaning it comes up from the ground level. You see, the rain comes in from the garden and gets caught between the two rows of stone and trapped against the outside wall and then leaches in and up.
That is really bad. I had it myself once in a flat where the rain came in from a hole in the roof and ran down the walls. All the landlord did was say I should leave the window open all day to air the flat. It took him 4 years to fix it. Anyway, you should get it sorted.
I have disinfected it. Behind that filing cabinet there, the other day it was black with the stuff. But I cleaned it all off. It will still come back, though.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat.